We're back to Board of Adjustment member appointment, and I believe this is what Mr. Cole was referencing earlier. And we do have a couple of Board of Adjustment member items that we will be considering in this week and next week. But next week is the interview for the announced candidate. That would be Ms. Ellen McGee.
It wasn't today, then.
That is correct.
Ms.
McGee will come forth for her interview upon my receipt of her interview questions to this week. Today's Board of Adjustment member appointment is actually a reappointment for District 1, and I believe that is Mr. Vincent's intent to reappoint today.
Correct.
Mr. Vincent would like to reappoint Mr. Mills, who currently serves in that capacity, and I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the appointment of Mr. John Mills to the Sussex County Board of Adjustment effective immediately until such time as the term expires in June 2019.
Pleasure of Council.
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlette. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. Next item is listed as advertisement of property. There was a memo contained in your packet, and I wanted to go over the information today for council's consideration. I've put on the monitor the property that the council, the county owns on Route 113 southbound in Georgetown. There's actually two parcels here listed. The front parcel is number 13519-63.00, and the back parcel is 13519-59.03. Recall, the county council in 2008 bought the front parcel, which is approximately 30 acres, and at the time paid $2.4 million for that property. Recently, another county council purchased the back 15 acres, which is contiguous to the front parcel. That is approximately 15 acres, and that parcel was purchased back in 2015 for $198,612. In total, the county owns approximately 45 acres, indicated here on the map, and for both separate purchases, it cost $2.6 million. The county has a policy for the disposal of county-owned real property. And prior to the consideration of disposal of real property, this council has to vote in the affirmative to move forward for the disposition of real property. In this particular occurrence, we, the county, myself, have been approached by a local realtor who has property in the vicinity under contract for sale and asked me if the county would be willing to also sell the property that we own here on the map. Due to the policy, before we can offer or entertain offers from the local agent, we have to vote in the affirmative to move forward. What this vote will do will give me the permission to advertise this property. The policy requires an advertisement of 3 weeks in local newspaper circulation for the intent to sell. And with that, we would then be able to entertain offers for the purchase of this property. Of course, someone besides the interested party could come forward and make an offer as well. But the point to today's exercise is prior to receiving offers, we have to advertise per county policy. That's the only step we're taking today. I did have a question about having this appraised. Certainly, if we get an offer that is of interest to the council, we could have it benchmarked against an appraisal. Of course, if we get an offer that is of not interest to the council because it's too low, we don't even have to take that step.
But so we're going to advertise, and we're not going to put a price.
That is
correct.
We're
just saying, so any offers would be sent to you?
That is correct. There's a process to receive open-ended bids for the purchase of the property. Of course, the interested party right now would follow that process as well, submit bids for the purchase. We would disclose those bids and or purchase price, and then the consideration for that decision to move forward would then be back to council.
Okay. Obviously, you know, a couple of the council people here have real estate licenses and stuff, and so we're pretty familiar with things. Is there any intent in this advertising to put things like commission or, you know, any type of listing? Or do we give a listing when they bring a successful contract? Or how will we approach the somebody bringing us an offer, especially when you see you know, realtors in the you know, local community getting involved?
Ms. Jennings, you're familiar with the last property we sold.
How do you do it?
We last time we said brokers are accepted up to a certain percentage. I think we used 4% in the last one that we did. We can do anything. We could just say brokers are welcome. You present whatever present.
It's all negotiable.
It's all negotiable at that time, and then we can weigh that against the price of the purchase. But we can state in the advertisement that brokers are welcome.
Oh yeah, no, I don't. Yeah. Okay, I'm just wondering if we have a procedure. What is the procedure?
We can do either way.
And. Okay, we're not establishing any firm representation. Okay.
Can we help finance the land for them if they buy them?
You mean hold the paper?
Sure.
I don't know, you know.
Well, if they can't pay for it, we'd always take land back.
Mm-hmm. We also can charge interest, Sam, and that's something, I guess, I don't know if we've ever done that, but I don't know if David, if you've got any insight into, does government bodies take purchase money mortgages and stuff? I'm sure they do.
They do.
Yeah, it's probably fairly common.
Yeah, if they're going to make a bid, I mean, that could be part of their bid, you know, that they will purchase it, you know, whatever their offer is or their conditions.
We just wouldn't probably want to take a second position on any type of thing if they wanted to build, right? Right. Okay. Very good, Sam.
And more questions to council?
Yes. With regard to two things, number one is that the commission piece, do we make that decision today, right now, as it relates to advertising and brokers welcome?
We could, or we could list it and say that you bring your percentage, and that just offsets the cost. So if a broker brings in two purchase prices that are the same, and the one we're paying a higher premium, they would not be, you know, they wouldn't win the bid. So that would be part of the entire bid process.
Well, the other, okay. And then the other piece is, truth be told, we don't need a listing, i.e., I mean, we have an attorney who can represent us on you know, though we are a licensed realtor, but not in all cases do you need one. In this particular case, I don't know if we need one to represent us as a council, i.e.
My understanding from Ms. Jennings is that if someone brought an offer, you know, they could say we have a ready and willing buyer, right. But we want 3%, let's say.
They represent the buyer only and do not represent this council.
Right.
Okay. Just want that
again,
clarification.
Again, it depends on how the offer is structured.
That's correct.
Just want that clarified.
So the intent at this point, I'm guessing Mr. Arlette would be, or Ms. Jennings, broker's welcome.
That's correct.
Boom.
Yep, correct.
Nothing else.
That we can get as many offers as possible.
And we can, as a council would decide, commissions and terms and anything else.
Correct.
Yeah, I would suggest.
Sam, we could hold a paper if something looked attractive.
I would suggest too that the advertisement say that the council has the right to reject any and all bids.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
The see if I got this clear. So we're going to advertise that there's a piece of property for sale. The property came into question because a neighboring property has something for sale, which in my opinion adds to the value of the total parcel if it's a combined acreage with, say, that woods next door, right? So then we say, okay, it's for sale. Somebody comes in with an offer just to buy the county site, right? And then we would go out and get an appraisal of our site not combined with their site, right? I'm just trying to establish value in the next step. I don't know how you blindly say, I got land for sale without a price.
Let me clarify. The policy was put in place because the county didn't have a procedure at the time to dispose of its real property. So, and this, usually when we have quote, extra property that we can get rid of, and it's usually involving sewer districts and the establishment of sewer districts, and we may buy a piece of property that eventually we don't need because we thought we'd put a pump station there, and eventually we don't need the pump station there, so we want to get rid of the property. This is a different scenario. We were approached, hey, the county owns that property. Is the county interested in selling the property? If so, what's the offer or what's the price? I wasn't able to continue that conversation until today's step to receive offers on the sale of the property. So because of the policy, once today's affirmative vote takes place, then we can receive offers per the bid process. As far as establishing value, if the bids are open and it comes in and we consider it too low and we're not interested, or we consider it to be comparable, we can certainly have an appraisal done at that time. We don't have to have the appraisal done to sell the property. Let's exaggerate to make the point. If they come in and the bid's very high and it's an attractive price for this council, we can proceed with selecting that.
Why did we buy this piece of property?
Would you like me to tell you?
I wasn't here at the time.
There was a move to take the county offices where we sit today and move it out on the highway. And
how long ago was that?
That was back
2008.
2008? Okay, 2008. And you look at Kent County and Newcastle County, they've moved out of their county seats, and there was a effort to that we thought we should do this. Now, I think as the debate ensued later on, after we had built this building and everything else, I felt we, you know, staying on the county seat was in the circle was important historically, and in our presence and what we do for the downtown area when we help local businesses, you know, and so it can thrive. Anyway, so I argued to keep it here along, and again, we ended up, I guess, with 3 votes at the time not to move out, even though there were 3 votes to buy it. And we paid, I thought back in that time, too much for it. And so anyway, we've owned it. So what I think, Todd, we ought to do is have a vote to find out if we are interested in selling it, because you have a new council here, you get a new membership, and none of the people except myself were involved, and maybe Mr. Burton's shocked to think, hey, I never heard this was for sale. Now all of a sudden it's on the agenda that it is for sale, and why? So maybe we ought to put on the agenda. I don't know if we can do it today.
What is it zoned?
Todd could tell you that.
Yeah, so the front half of the property is actually within town limits. There's a line between the front parcel, back parcel, not necessarily as the parcels represented here with the tree line that falls outside of the town limits. The front parcel fronting the 113 southbound is business zone. I don't know the exact zoning per Georgetown code, but it's zone commercial for that area. But it's not like RC1, it's called something else, but that's what it's zoned.
Like a highway commercial
mm-hmm.
type of.
Mm-hmm. So we just got to decide now, is there a future that we want to save that, you know, keep it for future development? What could we use it for?
To your question, Mr. Cole, and this is today's consideration.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't choose to sell, we don't need to advertise, so
exactly.
We would not proceed in the affirmative today. And I'm not making that recommendation at all that we should sell, but for me to even receive an offer from an agent that's got someone that's interested in this property, I had to ask to advertise.
And IG, we also talked about where the West Complex is. And the bank, what is it, used to be Wilmington Trust or something?
M&T,
right. We were at one time, I think, had the ability maybe to purchase and move out even at that location. So there was an effort that we didn't think with our growing problems here on the circle that we should be looking out there. So we didn't, the bank wanted to keep the point. So there was another argument that, you know, to build a big county building behind the bank, it wouldn't have that same presence on the highway on 113. Anyway, then the majority of the council bought the across the street, and that's with the intent of going out there with a county offices and a county complex. So that's basically where we are. So again, I think this council needs to, I guess, consider. Do we need it for moving county offices and administration out there? Or do we stay here on the circle in downtown Georgetown, where my mother was born? And my father went to high school. No.
My initial thought would be it's a little tough to welcome Bill to the economic development section of our county and then just take this away without weighing in from him.
Good point.
Because there may be some opportunity that he could be sitting back there saying, hey, I got an idea out there.
Good point. Very good point. So I'll make a motion we defer on whether to advertise and to put it back on a future agenda after we've had a chance for our new economic development director to sit down with staff and even council if you think it needs to be, or you can just report to us what you all think. Right, Mr. President? I mean, is that a way to... I mean, there's no sense rushing a decision today, and like you say, if we end up thinking there's a potential there, we better not advertise.
Mr. Wilson.
Okay, I have one thought here. Why not put the price pay up and see how much they give us, and then we help make us our mind. It would help me make up my mind if you put the price up. So I'm going to give me $40 million for it. I certainly have to wink at that one time at least.
But that isn't on the table, right?
Today's the consideration, and then directly related to the consideration of advertisement would be, obviously, if we advertise and receive bids, you would make the choice to sell at a future date, but you're signaling that it is for sale and that the county's willing to forego this property. If you don't even advertise, then clearly the county's not willing to forego the property. The decision is certainly related.
It's a deferral. From a motion, Mr. Caldwell.
I would defer to you guys on, you know, where do you see your next growth footstep? Because this building's getting a little tight. Mm-hmm. Is that in your? Do you have another place to jump other than there?
We do not. The only significant acreage that the county owns currently in and around Georgetown is at the airport. A lot of restrictions about what could be built in that area from size and height to even into the location there at the airport. We do not have a plan B other than that parcel right there on the highway. It's been my direction since I've been in this position to consider the future of the county operation to maintain on the circle. So we've taken that direction, and there is no contingency plan right now to leave the circle. If we needed to go somewhere because of other factors, this would be a nice option to have.
And then one last question, Mr. President, if I may. I just wanted to clarify, an agent who has the adjoining parcel currently listed approached you personally.
Correct.
And is there a current offer on that property at this moment?
Ours are the
theirs.
The adjoining.
Correct.
My understanding, there is.
There is an adjoining one.
Yes.
And that is that contingent on them pursuing something here with our parcel?
Not that I'm aware of. Simply looking for more acreage on the highway, and contacted the contiguous landowner, which happened to be the county council.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
You have a motion on the table.
Yes, I didn't make the motion to defer.
We have a motion to defer. Right. Second. Got you. Okay, we got a motion to defer and a second. Any questions on a motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
I will say yes.
Mr. Burton.
I will say yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Not voting.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Although yes, motion carried.
Very good. Thank you.
Now you report.
Administrator's report for May 9th, 2017, item number one. The Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County will meet May 15th at 10 a.m. at the Sussex County Administrative Offices West Complex, located at 22215 North DuPont Boulevard in Georgetown. Gary and Amy Feger, certified senior advisors, Care Patrol of Delaware and Maryland Eastern Shore, will be speaking on Care Patrol's free services in Sussex County. The conference planning subcommittee will also meet at 11:30 to discuss the 2017 conference, which will be held on October 18th. A copy of the agenda for each meeting is attached. Item number two, the Sussex County Engineering Department will be conducting a referendum at the Metropolitan Community Church, Rehoboth Beach, located in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, on Saturday, May 13th, from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. The purpose of this referendum is to establish the Mulberry Knoll area of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. And last, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, Tidewaters received substantial completion effective May 4th. That is all, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.